Let's be honest. Artificial intelligence has completely taken over the conversation in modern markets. It's incredibly exciting to watch. But that rapid surge in valuations has some experts sounding the alarm about a potential bubble.
It's a fair concern. In fact, former Fidelity Fund manager George Noble recently cautioned that if this AI rally does collapse, the financial fallout could be roughly 17 times larger than the dot-com crash of the early 2000s.
Wow, 17 times. Just to put that in perspective, that historical downturn wiped out about $5 trillion from the Nasdaq.
Exactly. And because today's tech sector and broader equity markets carry a vastly larger market capitalization than we saw in the late 90s, a similar percentage drawdown would translate to exponentially higher absolute losses. We're talking about potential ripple effects that could seriously disrupt pension funds, mutual funds, and everyday retail portfolios on an unprecedented scale.
It's honestly kind of eerie how the current AI boom mirrors that late 90s internet frenzy. You can feel the same psychological and structural parallels playing out right now.
You're right. We're seeing both retail and institutional investors aggressively chasing momentum, venture capital flooding early-stage startups, and public market valuations already pricing in years of exponential growth, long before many of these companies can even show consistent profitability or sustainable cash flow.
And that's where the human element kicks in. When the market starts believing a technology is going to instantly transform every single industry, emotional investing almost always overrides fundamental analysis.
Precisely. Real-time prediction markets are already tracking bubble probabilities, which is a clear signal that investors are increasingly aware of stretched valuation multiples and capital expenditures that are consistently outpacing near-term returns.
So, how do we actually navigate this without losing our heads? I think the key is for investors to keep a close eye on a few critical warning signs.
Absolutely. First, watch the gap between actual earnings and those inflated analyst expectations. When companies miss those targets, it typically triggers rapid valuation contractions.
Second, you've got to track capital expenditure cycles. AI demands massive infrastructure spending on data centers and semiconductors, and if the returns on that investment are delayed, it's going to severely strain profitability timelines.
Third, don't overlook interest rate sensitivity. Higher borrowing costs compress the discounted future cash flows that high-growth tech stocks rely on to justify their premiums.
And finally, keep an eye on the regulatory landscape. Shifts around data usage, algorithmic transparency, and market concentration could introduce unpredictable volatility that current pricing models just aren't built to absorb.
Now, despite all those risks, I want to be clear. Artificial intelligence is absolutely not a passing trend.
I couldn't agree more. The technology is already delivering measurable efficiency gains, automating complex workflows, and creating entirely new revenue streams across healthcare, finance, logistics, and software development. It's genuinely transformative.
The danger, however, lies not in the innovation itself, but in how aggressively the market is pricing its future potential.
So what's the practical takeaway for everyday investors? It really comes down to discipline over speculation.
Exactly. Instead of chasing overvalued AI names at market peaks, focus on companies with strong balance sheets, recurring revenue models, and clear, proven paths to monetization.
And for those who want exposure but want to smooth out the ride, dollar cost averaging into broad technology or innovation-focused funds can be a great way to preserve long-term structural exposure while managing short-term volatility.
I'd also add that maintaining a healthy cash reserve during periods of market euphoria gives you strategic flexibility. If a correction does materialize, you'll be positioned to acquire quality assets at better valuations.
It's comforting to remember that market bubbles don't actually destroy technological progress. They just reset expectations and clear out the speculative excess.
Couldn't have said it better. By grounding your decisions in fundamentals, monitoring valuation extremes, and resisting that fear of missing out, you can navigate this AI cycle rationally. It's about positioning yourself as a long-term participant, not a late-stage speculator.